Praise the Lord. Come on, Livingston, you can do better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord is in this place. Amen. God is in this place. 2,000 years and still the flame is burning bright across the land. Hearts are waiting, longing, awakening. Waiting for an awakening once again. Amen. Hearts are waiting, longing, aching for awakening once again. Let the flame burn brighter in the heart of the darkness, turning night to a glorious day. Let the sound grow louder. Let our love grow stronger. Let it shine. Amen. Let it shine. Let it shine. Such a joy to be back again here in Livingston at Life Center. And a lot of updates, but we'll do that later. But we're glad for your prayers, and God is amazing in what He does. But I want to share this morning on faith versus fear. I believe it is something relevant to the times that we're living in. We're living in very uncertain times, and we can either live by faith or by fear. Amen? And so it's a choice this morning, and I want us to be stirred up in our spirits as we spend time in God's presence today in fasting and praying and seeking God, extended times of praise and worship. As we focus on God, I pray that we'll be elevated in our spirits and in faith and move away from fear, which so easily can grip us. The author of this is anonymous, but the message is powerful. I want you to listen to this very carefully. Let me read it to you. I am a soldier in the army of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army and am enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army at the rapture or die in this army. But I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am faithful, reliable, capable, and dependable. If my God needs me, I am there. If He needs me in the Sunday school to teach the children, work with the youth, help adults, or just sit and learn, He can use me because I am there. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I don't need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. I am not a wimp. I am in place, saluting my King, obeying His orders, praising His name, and building His kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. If I ended up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. My God has and will continue to supply all of my need. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ. The devil cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. I am a soldier. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from this battlefield, he will promote me to captain and then allow me to rule and reign with him. I am a soldier in the army and I am marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not run around. I am a soldier marching heaven bound. Paul put it this way in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. He said, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. Church, we have been enlisted in God's army, and we are God's soldiers. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We are in the army of the Lord. And so there's no place for fear.
You know, one of the things about the armor of God is you have the helmet and you have the breastplate and you have the shield and the sword and you have the belt and you have the shoes ready. There's no covering for the back. Have you noticed that? In the armor of God, there is no covering for the back because there's no place to run and hide. There's no place in this warfare. There's no place in this journey with God to quit. There's no place to run away from situations. Are you with me? You've got to stay there and face the challenge because God is with you. I want you to turn to Psalm 112 quickly. I have another passage as well, but let's start with Psalm 112. Psalms 112. Let me read the whole psalm for us today. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. Come on. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. For those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. Now look at verse 7. They will have no fear of bad news. Why? Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. The psalmist is declaring twice in this passage, no fear. He's declaring his faith. He's saying it loud. Verse 7 and verse 8, no fear, no fear. Why? Because he has a healthy fear of God. Sorry, you and I, when we have a healthy fear of God, we don't fear anything else. If you don't have a fear of God, you will begin to fear everything else, anything and everything else. Our focus must be on God Himself. Fear and delight in the Lord from the people of God is required, is expected. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. You see, you and I, we respect, we honor our elders, our parents, our teachers, and those in the government. We respect leaders. We honor them. The Bible says, honor the king. We do that. But we fear the Lord. We don't fear governments. We don't fear those in authority. We respect them. We honor them. But we fear the Lord. Are you with me? We bow down only before God. And that's a healthy fear of God. Every other fear is unhealthy. And when we fear the Lord, we will find great delight in His commands. But then there's a legacy that comes. We will have a legacy in the land. We will have physical and spiritual children. Because the generation of the upright will be blessed. The children, our children will be mighty in the land. Can you say amen? I meet parents who are very worried about their children. You've got to remind them that God is a God of generational replenishment. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was also the God of Joseph. See, God continues. He's the God of Israel. When we make Him our God, He'll take care of our generations. We don't have to be worried about our children. They are safe in the hands of Jesus. Only one amen. Come on. Hallelujah. They are safe in the arms of Jesus. And when we place them in the hands of Jesus, they'll turn around. I've seen children turn around. I've seen young people turn around. I've seen teenagers turn around. One moment they are rebels to the core. I was once, I know. But then when the Lord comes in and the Spirit of God begins to turn our stony hearts into hearts of flesh, and we begin to respond to the Spirit of God, we become changed, transformed. And that's what God can do to our children as well. So give them into the hands of God. declared, our children will be mighty in the land. Our generation will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. And for us, even in darkness, even in bad, ugly seasons of life, life has a way of taking wrong turns. That's how it is. Even when you drive with the GPS, you still can get lost. And the grandma has to tell us, turn around, rerouting. So whatever the voice is in your GPS will tell you, turn around, take the next turn. Life has a way of doing that with us. But even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. Even when you're lost and confused, even when in the dark seasons of the soul, you don't know what lies ahead, there's a mist, there's a fog, and things are not clear. And you need God's guidance to go because you have a destiny. Are you with me this morning? His light will shine in our dark places, verse 4. But then there is a blessing for compassionate and consistent hearts as we are steady with the Lord in our walk with Him. No matter where God places us, as we are fruitful and functional and faithful to what God's called us, there's a blessing for compassionate and consistent hearts. That's what we see in verse 4 to 5. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely. Conduct their affairs with justice. We touched on that this morning. Because the God of justice requires justice from us in every area. Are we living just lives? Think about it. When we do that, we come to that place where we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then with boldness and confidence, the psalmist says in verse 6, surely, surely, there's no doubt there. There's no fear there. Surely, confidently, he says, the righteous will never be shaken. Hallelujah. The righteous will never be shaken. Let the storms come. Let the winds blow. Let the challenges come. Let the mountains come. We may be going through the valleys. It doesn't matter. In the darkest hours, we will never be shaken. Hallelujah. Governmental decrees will keep coming. Breaking news will still happen. All of that will happen. But we will never be shaken because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we will be remembered forever. There'll be a legacy that we leave, you and I. It's not over there. We will have no fear of bad news. Wow. Because our hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. No fear. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear, the Bible says. And then what happens? In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. We are here in a point of victory. We reminded that of ourselves this morning that we are fighting this war from a place of victory, not defeat. Jesus said, it is finished. He didn't say, I am finished. Hallelujah. There's a big difference there. He said, it is finished. Tetelestai. It is finished. The work is done. The price has been paid. God's justice has been, fulfilled. It's met. You are free. You're forgiven. You're cleansed. You're sanctified. You can live your life for the Lord Jesus. You can have life and life abundantly because of what Jesus did at the cross. Can you say amen? Amen. So we look with triumph on our enemies, on our foes. We will have enemies. Walking in the Christian life and journey, particularly in ministry, we will have our foes. That's all right. That's why the psalmist says, he prepares a table in the presence of my enemies, in the midst of our enemies. I wish God would just deal with the enemies and the enemy. He will eventually. But God has a different way of doing things. He wants to celebrate you and prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. That means the enemies will be watching. You with me? God takes delight in that. I don't know why. You see, the Red Sea. God could have moved the Red Sea. Can God do that? He can. But God chose to make a path through the Red Sea. How I wish some of our problems would just disappear. How I wish some of our mountains would just melt away. How I wish some of our situations and circumstances would just change overnight. Wow. How I wish, how I pray and believe God for that. But sometimes it doesn't happen. He makes a way through that sea. He makes a way through that problem. He makes a way through that circumstance. He makes a way through that situation and brings you out triumphantly. Have you been there? Have you been there, church? God has taken you through situations and brought you out with joy. He's brought you out triumphantly. Our God who leads us always in triumph. He's a God who leads us in triumph and procession. The enemies will wait and watch, and they will see you in victory. Hallelujah. Let me move on. So as a church, We need to have hearts that are steadfast and secure. And then we will see God, you know, beginning to overcome in all our circumstances. And then he closes with saying, evil agendas will not succeed. Wow. The enemy has a plan as well. The enemy has plans for you. But the evil agendas will not succeed. Hallelujah. God's got you covered. The Bible says, look at verse 10. Psalm 112 verse 10. The wicked will see and be vexed. Not you. You will not be vexed or troubled. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. Your enemies will start biting their teeth. They will be vexed. They'll be troubled. They'll be disturbed. And they will be wasted away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. They can desire things. They can cast a spell on you. They can curse you. They can say bad things about you. But I tell you, the Lord's got you covered. The Lord's got you covered. He is covering you. He goes in front of you. He's behind you. No spell, no witchcraft, no occult, no black magic will come near you because you are covered, my friend. You're covered, my brother, my sister. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing, the Bible says, because you are a child of God. Come on. You are a child of God. So how do we overcome fear? One more passage, Daniel chapter 3. To look at this morning, Daniel chapter 3 and verse 16 to 18. Daniel 3, 16 to 18. Hallelujah. Daniel 3, familiar passage, but let me just read this for us this morning. Daniel 3, 16 to 18. It says, "This Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not," another translation says, "even if," not, "even if. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." You see, you and I, we live by the government of God, by the order of God. We live by the kingdom of God. Yes, we are in society. We respect community, society, governments that are there. But there is a line that we don't cross as children of God. There is a line where we move in faith and not in fear. And this Old Testament story here in the book of Daniel tells us about these three young men when faced with the choice whether to be cowered down and bowing down in fear before a king who's trying to manipulate and control them, and before a God in heaven who rules and reigns over all. And they choose to follow God. They choose to move in faith. They choose to be saying no fear. Because they said, "We don't even have to even answer you in this matter, O king." They're saying that with respect. Now, we respect people in authority. But comes a place where we say, we don't even need to answer the governments of the day, the powers that be. They may come up with things and they're going to come up with more. Be prepared if you think that everything is over, 2022 is going to be great. I love to say the best is yet to come. But we live in a world where that phrase is just a cliche now. The best is yet to come. Things are going to take a bad turn. It may go from bad to worse before the best is yet to come. For children of God, I know the best is yet to come. Because we live in the light of eternity. Come on. But for the world, I'm telling you, it's going to go from bad to worse. A climate change conference will not change everything. A climate change conference will not move God. I hope it moves governments, but it will not move God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. God is in the heavens, and we must know that we serve a higher power who is in heaven. And we bow before him. And so that's why these young men who are committed to God, they say, "We don't need to answer you. If this be so," that means if you're going to throw us in the fire, you're going to put us in jail, whatever is going to happen, the consequences, our God whom we serve is able. Our God is able. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Those are audacious words. Those are words of boldness. There's a spirit of boldness in these young men because they know their God. The Bible says, "They that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. That's the God that we know, that gives us the power to do great exploits. And here these young men saying, but even if, you see, that's the difference. Fear will always say, what if? A fear will say, what if? What if I have an accident? What if I get corona? What if I get, this and that? What if I fail? What if I lose my job? What if, what if a tsunami hits? What if there's an earthquake? What if, what if? What if there's going to be a recession? Fear will always ask the question, what if? But faith will always ask and say, even if. Even if. Our God is able, but even if. He doesn't deliver. That's up to God's sovereignty. That's up to His wisdom. Be it known to you, O King, we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. We will not bow down to the humanism around. We will not bow down to the culture of the day. We will not, bow down to the trends of the day. We will not go by political correctness. We will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We will listen to God in heaven. We bow down before God in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we honor the King, God save the Queen, but we bow down and worship only Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we are clear. Fear says, what if? Faith says, even if. Do not fear. Why? Because God is in control. God is bigger than the object of our fear. So what do you fear this morning? Know that God is infinitely bigger. God is infinitely bigger. A lot of things can shake us. I remember a preacher in Africa once was, having these sessions on spiritual warfare. So, was talking about demonology and spiritual warfare and all of that. He was tired by the time he came to the third day. He was so tired. He came back home. He took his jacket off, put it there, and just knocked out. He was so tired, exhausted, drained out. He just slept. Somewhere in the middle of the night, he woke up. And there was something moving in the air. He got scared. Your mind plays tricks. You with me? You get petrified because through the day, 3 days of spiritual warfare teaching, obviously it's playing on your mind. And so he woke up and, he started praying. Nothing's happening. The thing is still moving. So he shifted gears. He started praying in tongues, Still it's moving. By this time, he got really scared. He went on his knees and started praying, God help me, what is this happening? My mind's playing tricks. He started casting out devils and all that in prayer. Still, the thing is still moving. He got so tired, he slept off again. He was exhausted. In the morning, he woke up to see it was actually his coat moving in the wind. He left it near the window and the wind was blowing and the coat was moving. He thought it was some demon or some ghost. And that's what happens every time when there's fear. What is fear? Fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Every time you're fearing something, it's not there. But it's false evidence appearing real. It appears real. Something's moving. You see something or whatever. It appears real, but it's not there. False evidence appearing real. You and I have a choice. Do you want to live with fear or you want to walk in faith with God? Our God is worthy of our trust. Fear is faithlessness or misplaced trust. But God is trustworthy. Can you say amen? Our God is trustworthy. A couple of scriptures quickly from the Psalms, just to encourage us this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to give us four biblical ways to overcome this fear that we live in. It's so easy that we can get caught up in that. Number one, realize that God is with you. Realize that God is with you. Psalm 23 and verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now take that statement, I will fear no evil. How many know that fear is a choice? Just like faith. Faith is a choice. You came to worship God this morning. You could have done something else, but you chose faith and you came. In spite of the weather, in spite of whatever we sometimes go wrong on a Sunday morning, you're here to worship. Why? Because you choose faith and not fear. Because fear is also a choice. I will fear no evil. I will. When your volition is involved, that's your will being involved. I will fear no evil. You and I have to choose and decide in your spirit being, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Trust in the Lord always. Psalm 56, if you can. Psalm 56, quickly. Psalm 56. Wonderful scriptures that just encourage us so beautifully. Psalm 56 in verse 3. It says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. There are times when we become afraid. What do? Psalmist says, I put my trust in you, O God. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. That's why the song writer said, you are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Amen. That's what the psalmist said. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Look at verse 4. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. That's a decision. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Look at verse 11. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? What can flesh do to me? What can man do to me? What can my enemies do to me? Nothing. In God I trust. That's where they got that phrase. Probably in the dollar note. In God we trust. Nowadays you wonder which God they trust. Almighty dollar. I don't know. But whatever. In God we trust. They put that from these scriptures, I believe. In God we trust. So seek the Lord daily. Look at Psalm 34 in verse 4. Psalm 34 in verse 4. I sought the Lord. Seek him daily. And he answered me, delivered me from some of my fears. No. Bible says all my fears. Did you hear that? God delivers you not from some of your fears, but from all your fears. Hallelujah. There's reason to rejoice this morning because God delivers us from all of our fears. So no fear, no fear in our life because we seek the Lord daily. Hallelujah. And so the angel of the Lord encamps, verse 7, around those who fear him. Because we fear the Lord, God delivers us from all of our other unhealthy fears. So have a healthy fear of God. Psalm 112, Psalm 112. Hallelujah. Psalm 112 there. It says in verse 1, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. We looked at verse 7 and 8. Let me read that again. He, that person, is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. God's got victory for you, my brother, this morning. God's got victory for you today. Hallelujah. I want you to choose faith over fear. As the Bible says, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. So if God has not given us a spirit of fear, who gives it to us? It has to be the enemy. It has to be the enemy. God has not given us a spirit of fear. So the enemy has given us a spirit of fear. So we say no to him. What has God given us? A spirit of love, power and sound mind. That's what God's given us. So we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to bow down before anything else except God. Amen. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out all fear. So there's any fear, any iota of fear in our hearts. This morning as we come in prayer and fasting, God wants you to remove that from your life, from your heart, from the lives of your children, from your home, wherever. If there's fear of driving, if there's fear of ghosts, whatever, there's fear of the future. It doesn't matter what fear you and I are carrying. Every unhealthy fear must bow down before the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because we are in his presence. I want us to stand in God's presence this morning. I want us to stand, all of us, to stand in God's presence and just lay down your worries, lay down your fears, lay down your anxieties and say, Lord, I choose no fear this morning in the light of your word. No fear, O God. Hallelujah. I realize that God is with me. I trust in the Lord always. I seek the Lord daily and even today. And I want to have the fear of God. I want to have only the fear of God. Every unhealthy fear must go in Jesus' name. Because fear says, what if? Faith says, even if. And we say, Lord, this morning, even if things are going wrong, even if the things are difficult for us, even if there's sickness, even if there's difficult times, even if there's trials and temptations, even if there's storms of life hitting us, we will not bow down before a statue. We will not bow down before a government decree. We will not bow down by anything that's against heaven. We will stand for heaven. We will stand for the King of Kings. We will stand for King Jesus. We will bow down before the Lord Jesus himself, because he is the Lord of hosts. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. He is the one who goes before the armies of the Lord. He is Jesus. And we bow before him. This morning, Lord, we thank you that we can choose faith over fear. We don't have to live by what the enemy throws at us. But our hearts can be encouraged. Our minds can be equipped with the word of God. We can live in the light of God's word. Lord, I pray that you will light a fire in our hearts that will never go out. Because your word is light, your word is life. Your word is like a fire shut up in my bones. Lord, we thank you, God. As I have faithfully delivered your word, I pray it's fallen on flesh in fresh soil, Lord. Hearts that are ready, hearts that are long and aching for awakening once again. And we will choose faith over fear and live victoriously for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pardon me. We're just thanking you for his message today. And we're just going to say at this time, bye to those who are with us online. Join us again next week as we'll be here at 11 o'clock. So God bless you until next week. Amen. We're going to just continue for a short time. James is going to just come back up. And we're just going to wait for a few moments to give an opportunity for anybody who needs ministry. And it was a good message, because fear has got so many people recently. Every time people read or watch the television, what do they get? Fear, fear, fear. But we are not called, as Anil said, to be people of fear, but people of faith. And if anybody this morning finds that fear is attaching to you, well, we'll have some ministry to pray with you to break off that fear, so that you will have the presence, the power, and the boldness of the Holy Spirit in you. And of course, if there's anything else you need prayer for, please feel free to come forward and we will minister to you. Hallelujah.